what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life. But if you listen carefully, because they make no sense, they will still offer you an opportunity. What? The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. But if you listen carefully to the media and they make no sense, keep in mind, they offer you indigestion. Nice. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because if you listen carefully, some things might make sense. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. The David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. This question, listen to this. Do we listen carefully when we read our Bible? Now remember, it's the Word of God. It's what God has to say. So you're not trying to do this like Speed Racer. You're reading the Word to hear the voice of God. I would think we would want to take our time, but that's my opinion. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That would be sad. Just give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, and you do call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid Dynamite.
All right, now you got to take this one with a little grain of salt because this has to do with my past. But when you talk to Dynamite D, you find out that you're not the worst person on the dance floor.
Oh, I like that, Dave.
Yeah, yeah. Because when I used to dance, I was the worst person on the dance floor. They'd be like, what's wrong? Get him medication right now. Okay, anyhow, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is you can reach us by phone. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Semi-professional voice coming up now.
214-210-8483.
Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's D-A-V-I-D, david@hemustincrease.org. Not supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, just David. Also going to send you up to the website. Couple of things to tell you about there. Murphy Road Baptist Church is where I'm going to be speaking July 2nd. Like that.
No lake in front of it?
Yeah, no lake in front. You know, I actually went through on two pieces of paper and crossed out the word lake. That's how bad it is. And then I got the template right. So Murphy Road Baptist Church will be speaking there on July 2nd. The information is on the website. You have to, if you've never come out before, come out. It's fun. If you've come out before, come out again. So what? I mean, that's the whole part of fellowship. We're going to be hanging out for billions and billions of years. You might as well start enjoying each other now. That's kind of my take on it. Don't forget the ambassador information is up there. We've ordered new brochures, new bumper stickers, new business cards. You guys can have those. Plus, we are working on some other interviews. In fact, one of the interviews will be, in fact, Pastor Lash, who's the pastor of Murphy Road Baptist Church. That's going to be taking place pretty soon. So we got all that going on, but we'll wait till after I speak there, make sure he wants to come on.
See if the deal still stands.
Yeah. Let's get through it and make sure he's not going, oy vey. The other thing that I want to tell you, I've got something to share with you after this. But look, on the website is a place to give. Also, on the podcast little player is a little new donate button, and that's brand new, and we're just looking to do expansion. We've actually grown a lot more than we thought we would in some of the downloads, and if you take a look at some of those little links on those podcast players, you're going to find out we're on like the top 10 thingy-miggy, whatever those things
are. Oh, wow, Dave.
Yeah, so it's happening. You know, but we are patient, and I'm still driving my 104,500-mile old car that's at least eight starts.
Well, Dave, whenever you say something about giving, because I know how you are, you don't like to
push,
you know, bash everybody's head. But I think what I've been saying this for the past few days, God loves a cheerful giver. That's what I keep thinking about.
That's right. So you listen to Dynamite D. You can do it directly through the website or information on the website on how to give. Outside of the website. We do both those. Check out HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
That's where my car is headed.
I was thinking that's not the with all the miles on it, is it?
That's right where the car is headed. But don't be fooled. We still have a clue for you, okay? With all that, you're thinking, what? Well, how are you going to get a clue out of that? Here's your clue. Two words. You better remember both of these because one of those words I just gave you, the clue is remember Jesus. That's your clue. In fact, that's actually a great clue in life. Remember Jesus. How about that? Just remember Jesus. All right. I've got something fantastic I'm going to share, and I'm not going to share it yet. Even D is like a
teaser.
Yeah. I'm going to have to wait. I want to do this other section first in the teaching. Then we will get to that. I do want to remind people on the website is the first ever fully transcribed show. We've done a one-hour transcription. Somebody that I've knew in the past has done a transcription, and it covers everything on the show that we did about 2 weeks ago today on the sin of prayerlessness. And it's really good. It's done really well. It's up on the website. It says it. You just got to look through all the little buttons, click all the little buttons. Nothing weird will happen. And if for some reason your little browser says it's not safe, that's not true. It's safe. So I'm just telling you that ahead of time. So sometimes they do that because you don't pay them. And I just think that's weird. But anyway, I'm going to do this huge praise report after the break. First, I want to do this teaching because we are in this absolutely lovely portion of Psalm 37. We did Psalm 37, verse 4, if you guys will remember last week, which was, trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. So we took a lot of time talking about feeding on his faithfulness. And that should be part of your diet. Your Christian diet should be recognizing, eating, digesting, processing, remembering the faithfulness of God. If you had just kept a – don't you feel this way? If you had just kept a record of all the answered prayers your entire Christian journey, how big would that book be?
Oh, wow.
If you just kept a record of all the times that God intervened, that he helped you, that he delivered you, that something took place, well, in many ways, the Bible is part of that. And it records things that the Lord has done for people. Not that what you would record would have that same level of authority, but you know what happened to you. You should write it down. You should recognize it. God did it. You might as well acknowledge it instead of hiding behind it, and that's an important part of it. That's feeding on the faithfulness. The next verse is just like lights out to the next universe. Right after it says delight yourself, or trust in the Lord with all your heart and dwell on the land, it says delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, let's just slow down here. This is Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. There are two huge things, huge as in So somebody in my family says the word huge like this. Huge. They don't use the H. I don't know. Is that supposed to be intellectual? I don't get it. Anyhow, delight yourself in the Lord means this. I'm going to make it super easy. It means enjoy God. Okay? Now, you can make all these big theological arguments. Blah, 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 blah. I don't care. The purpose of creation is fellowship with God, and it's not fellowship with God so that you can be miserable. It's fellowship with God so that you can be blessed. This connects to that. We pick it up ever. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. I cannot express this enough because I cannot teach it well enough. That's just the fact. But to delight yourself in the Lord is to enjoy God. For all the stuff that we complain about and all the stuff that we don't do well, the one thing we should learn to do better than anything else is enjoy the Lord, enjoy His presence, and enjoy His love for us. And you can come up with all the genius systematic theologicals, and you can tell me all the eschatologicals, and you tell me, blah, 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 blah. It's going to come down to enjoy God. You better start enjoying Him now, because if you don't enjoy Him between now and the time He comes back, you're certainly not going to enjoy Him on the other side, are you? So that is the essence. That's the big thing. Enjoying the Lord, delighting in the Lord. You just love it. Don't you just love, and everybody has their little different cues on this, but don't you just love at certain points, whether at a church service or in fellowship or Bible study or in your devotions or something that happens, don't you love that one particular thing where you have that ultimate connect with God and you just go, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Right? Or what's the expression? Now we're cooking with gas. You know, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, wow. So for me, my highlight, now I have a lot of this in the Bible, and I have a lot of this in prayer, but when worship in the church is one of my absolute favorite. But when I worship the Lord alone with like loud worship songs by myself, that's my spot. It's like, I could care less. You know what? I only hope He will return at that moment, and I will never hear another thing from anybody anywhere. I mean, that's what I hope for. And so the reason that I bring that up is because it's important for you and I to get that enjoying God is what you have been called to, and He's waiting to pour that into you. So some of us are just going, really? Hey, here's an idea. Step into it. Now I got to do the other verse because I can't leave it hanging, okay? Can't leave it hanging. You can't come up short in the putt or in the shot, okay? Delight yourself in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. So I want to take a moment to make sure that we understand what this isn't. The desires of your heart are not the desires of your flesh. So slow it down, Sparky. Pull it back. The Lord will never give you something that will edify you in the way of your flesh because it's contrary to God, and He's never going to give you what's contrary to Him. It's never, ever, ever going to happen. And the truth of the matter is you don't even know for sure what the desires of your heart are. You think I'm kidding? 10 years ago, the desires of your heart are not the same that they're going to be 10 years from now. It's like, you don't know. One thing happens, your brain goes, ding-ding-ding-ding. Another thing happens, your brain goes, ding-ding-ding-ding. Your heart goes, you're trying to figure it out? Come on. It's just important for us to note that He gives us the desires of our heart, but that's not what our flesh thinks. It's not the desires of our heart that are contrary to God, because He, of course, will never do anything that's contrary to Himself. He gives you the desires of your heart that He knows are in you that are towards Him, towards the kingdom. And so if you desire to be the ruler of the universe, He's not going to give you that desire. It's just so silly. But if you desire to have greater peace, if you desire to have satisfaction, if you desire to have a closer walk, if you desire to understand the power of prayer and the power of the Word of God, if you desire to see faith in action, if you desire to wake up and not feel like you want to jump off a bridge, but you want to dance your way through the entire day, those are the things that God will grant. Not the selfish things. But the glorious things. things.
Now, Dave, it says delight, which is such a powerful word. And I think as believers, we can move away from that. But let me ask you this really quick, Dave. What prohibits us from delighting in God's word?
Well, there's a couple of things, and I'm gonna be honest about it, okay? Sin restrains us from delighting or enjoying God because it's contrary to God. Fear, in the sense of us being afraid that we're not worthy or worth the enjoyment of God. And then, let me say this in the nicest way, you have to take the step of faith, because faith is the vehicle by which God has chosen for us to connect to him. And sometimes, you know what you got to do? Get ready. You got to take your leg and put it over the side of the boat and step on the water. That's what you got to do. And you know who's waiting for you there? Jesus. It's like, oh, geez, that's really good. Of course, that's, he's really good. Get it? All right. Take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
It only takes a minute. We're just joining our faith really together, believing that God's graciousness is here for this. Father, we come before you and we ask you in the name of Jesus, with help from the Holy Spirit, that you would touch in our audience those people who are physically hurting. There are some where their pain is really intense on a regular basis. It's just very, very draining. And we ask that you would give them strength and you would renew them and you would empower them, but most of all, that you would heal them. And you would touch their physical bodies. And even if it can only be for a short period, by your determination, we ask that that would come for them and they would get that relief. And for those that are just drawing closer to you, that there would be some great sense of comfort, some great sense of wisdom and trust. But heal those who are hurting, from the smallest item to the deepest and most serious element. Nothing escapes your notice. So minister to those people by your grace and by your mercy, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
The David Spoon Experience.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where Aunt Deb caught on fire. Exactly what's going on. If you guys heard that, Phil, you're thinking, you're going to do the trivia, right? We'll see. You're going to do the DNA this segment, right? We'll see. Here's what I am going to do. I'm going to read this email. Hi, David. I'm not sure how the cell phone signal will be on the drive home to Houston from Houston, so I thought I'd email you and share a praise report with the audience. Praise God, my cancer scan was clean. I have to do it again in 3 months, but right now there's no evidence of any cancer reoccurrence. Thank you and the audience for all your prayers. Please pray for safe travels home. So that's from Roslyn, who I was getting ready to email her. So funny that she emailed me. I even wrote her. I wrote, ha-ha, I was getting ready to email you, which is hilarious. They went to Houston. We prayed for them yesterday. We have been praying for them every day. I know you guys have been praying for them, too. And what we want to do is just give a prayer of thanksgiving. Also keep them safe. But look, she went there. The scan, it's clean. Now, you just heard that, Phil, about us praying for people. It's like, so I sent to Deb, Aunt Deb, and to Noel. Look, it's very simple. Prayer works. And the answer is because prayer works. That's why you pray. Get it? Let's give an offering of thanksgiving unto the Lord, okay? Father, we come before you right now, and it is impossible for us to express the fullness of our gratitude. I would almost bet that Rosalind and Robert couldn't do it either. But Lord, we just say thank you, 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 1,000 times over. Thank you for touching her. Thank you for answering prayer. Thank you for having mercy on the entire audience. And that us being a part of Rosalind and this journey get to share with her in this victory. That's the glory we're talking about, Lord. That's the greatness you pour out. Oh, thank you so much for answered prayer, which we're going to even discover is a source of joy. And it's just such a blessing. And we just thank you for your kindness and your graciousness. We ask you to keep pouring out, not just on that family, but on all of the families that are hurting, all of the people that need that touch from you. In the name of Jesus, pour your spirit upon them and strengthen them and quicken them by the power of the Holy Spirit. Do it unto thy glory again in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, what do you think of that?
It's been a lot of movement, if we've noticed. I mean, from Brother, I think, Stan to her to some others, it's been a lot of healing. And that, we know it's not us, it's a corporate thing, but
yeah.
Man, I just thank God that he's moving. Like, this is not just one instance. Wow.
No, you have to, I still love what that one preacher said. He said, I want to be where the Lord is. No, wait, he was, and so he said, if I'm doing church and the Lord's not showing up and he's at the church down the street, I want to go to the church down the street. see that attitude? That's right. I want to do that. Wherever the Lord's, let's go there. Okay. How fantastic, right? Okay, so I don't have time to really do the trivia or anything, so I'll do the final teaching because I need to do that. And it also is, I think, really good. But we've got plenty of trivia, don't we? We've got plenty of stuff going on. Everybody relax. But let's just go to this one thing because I think this is a fantastic follow-up verse. And wait till you see what we're talking on later on today. Verse 5 of Psalm 37 says, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Now look, this is the biggest thing that we talk about all the time. It tells us that we are supposed to commit our way to the Lord and trust him. And we've already seen trust him earlier in the passage in verse 3. Here we have it again, only this way it's telling us to commit our way to the Lord. So what's the difference between, you know, trusting and committing, so to speak? So you think, okay, well, you know, I'm supposed to trust the Lord, but I'm supposed to commit to the Lord. So what is that difference? How does that really balance out? And this is how I do it. This is not professional. This is personal. So you got to listen to that and understand we're not going theological here. I'm going practical. For me, to trust is to lean, and to commit is to lift. So listen to what I'm saying. When you trust in the Lord, you lean. You take all your weight, you lean, you're leaning, like leaning up against a wall. You're putting all your weight on the wall, right? That's, to me, the trust part, okay? When you commit, you lift it. And go, here, you take it. because I can't do it, so you take it. It's kind of like a lifting it up, committing it into his hands. And so when we trust, we lean. When we commit, we lift. So the Lord encourages us to take that which we're dealing with and lift it to him, commit it into his hands so that he can be the one that handles it. 1 Peter 5:7 states, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. So it's lifting it up to the Lord, and then he'll bring to pass what's got to take place. That's the hardest part right there. You just like, here. It's the hardest practical Christian element of living the Christian life is going, here. And then letting it go. Right? And you know why that is, right? It's because then you're not controlling it. What do you mean I'm not controlling it? That. Well, see, when you lift it to the Lord, when you cast it unto the Lord, when you entrust it into his hands, he has to bring it to pass, not you. Do you know how hard that is for people that like to, what's the word I'm looking for, that are the control freaks of the universe, like 98% of us? Just saying. You know? You can, and if you're just trying to figure out if you're a control person or not, just, you know, when you're at home, who controls the remote? Okay, there you go. Just a fast one, just saying. Okay. All I'm trying to say is, look, lift it up to the Lord and don't take it back. Entrust it into his hands. Cast your care upon him because he cares for you. That's as much love as you'll ever need. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
So you know what David did? He asked God again. And how did God answer? He answered him. God didn't go, you asked me twice. Strike you with lightning, strike you with lightning. It's like, that's not how this works. So the scripture says in 1 Samuel 23:4, go check out your Bible. Once again, David inquired of the Lord and the Lord answered him. It's like, go do your thing. Go. It's okay to inquire more than once, even if there's an answer that you've got, because sometimes we look for reassurance and clarity and for comfort and from eliminating hearing mistakes. We're not trying to irritate God. We're not trying to fight against his will. We're not trying to be disobedient. The Lord knows that. See, I think what happens is we'll do something, it'll be sincere action, then somebody else may hear about it or you mention somebody, and the way they interpret it is different than the way God interprets it. When I come before the Lord and he says, go do this, and I come before the Lord again and do one of those, are you sure? You know, kind of thing. That's not me trying to be bad. And this is the same kind of thing that happens when you get into the people that one group in Christianity is like, you know, you can't ask for signs at all because it shows that you either have no faith or you don't believe Jesus is Messiah. Well, first of all, that's not true because God gave signs all the way from Genesis to Revelation. So that's just silly. The other part of that is people asking for signs like Gideon were just like going, okay, I'm just trying not to mess this up. Right? What Jesus rebuked was the people asking for a sign to prove he was the Messiah. That's substantially different than asking God, I just need to know I'm not doing this dumb. Right? I mean, and that's why what we do is we kind of pour into these rules and these reasonings, and it's like, you know what? Don't do that. Come before the Lord, be yourself. You know, you don't have to, you don't have to posture before God. He already knows. It's like, you know, I just want you to know I'm not going to look up right now. Now, if you really feel that way, that's fair. But don't do that because you're trying to impress God, because he knows you're trying to impress him. So then don't do that. Just tell him what's going on. Share your heart. Share your feelings. One of the things that I see about prayer, and this is a true statement. Some people say, well, people pray to get things changed. It's maybe better to say that we pray so that God changes us. That might be more accurate, so that we get into a surrender or a yielded position. It's not that you can't have faith, not that you can't pray, but what I'm talking about is coming and yielding and going, I'm just trying to get the clarity. I want to know what I'm doing is what you want to do. I think it's a very important element for people who are seeking wisdom
just to be as earnest and honest as possible. If the Lord grants you a sign, the bigger problem about that is most of the time, like for Israel, they didn't believe it anyway.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.